Текст номер 43. No business without legal expertise. Никакого бизнеса без юридической экспертизы. An agreement between two and more companies must clearly and succinctly state the rights and responsibilities of the parties concerned, that is, participating in this agreement. An agreement doesn't have to be too long. Sometimes one or two pages will suffice. However, it is important that this document is designed to allow all parties to confirm their presence in it. If many letters have been previously exchanged and a lot of discussions have already taken place, it would be wise and necessary to summarize all the points agreed upon in one document, that is, in a business contract. Very many disputes could be avoided if the partners were more long-sighted. Many agreements are drawn up without legal assistance, and therefore leave out many important matters and details. Certain requirements and conditions are left out by mistake. Some sections are stated vaguely or incompletely. Of course, sometimes such agreements will work anyway, because both partners have a mutual interest in making sure the agreement will be carried out, and because they really want to do business with each other. But if the economic climate deteriorates or unforeseen situations arise that should have been but haven't been written into the agreement, then the disputes can come thick and fast. Many companies have found it convenient to develop international contracts successively, but as a rule, the company uses its most recent agreement as a single model, just changing dates and inserting the standard paragraphs which have been applied for many years, hence replying the already existing mistakes, putting them right in updated versions, and paying too little attention to altering conditions. It is generally most important to draw up contracts to avoid future disputes. What kind of alterations to circumstances will necessitate the drawing of a new agreement? Is it possible to introduce a paragraph exempting suppliers from local taxes, social charges, import duties, etc.? Who will bear the brunt of costs caused by force majeure, или force majeure? It is always extremely important to state clearly all parties' financial responsibility. For example, a good idea is to gather all pricing policies into one paragraph. That provides a good overview. If possible, you should anticipate and prevent any legal disputes before they arise. And you should remember that in many countries, verbal agreements are not legally binding. People have nothing against making such agreements. But later, when a dispute arises, or one of the parties wishes to uphold its rights, the lack of a written agreement can cause trouble and losses.